All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're going to pick up today on page Tav Chaf Dalet. Tav Chaf Dalet, Hagilui. So we'll say, so remember again, we're still in the middle of this, I think, this incredible discussion about why the need for the neshama ultimately to descend down into this world. So remember again, so we spoke about yesterday, last 2 days, all the different things, what the Mechaber calls the hastaros, the things ultimately, again, that sometimes serve to obscure the presence or the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So the obvious shayla being, why bring us into a world where the goal is Dveikus? The goal is connection, yet there are so many obstacles to that particular connection. And yet, when we reside in Shamayim, when we reside in the celestial sphere with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that connection is so easy and so immediate. So therefore, writes the Mechaber, Achdo, section, second section, middle of the page, Hagilui, Achdo She'in Shum Tos. No, that there is no mistake, Chas V'Shalom. Ela Zehu Mechuvan Gadol Me'is Habori Yisbarach Shemo, Shanashama Tered Bekazos Yirid Aloso Chastara Kashos Kolkach. The dafka koshi v'asakana hatmidis sha'odam nimsa bahem ba'olam hazeh, he mevi'in oso v'hiskariv elabore imyirte. So the Mechaber says something amazing. He says, understand that obviously there's no mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us down into this world because ultimately, again, the circumstances we have here, even the difficult ones, are the very circumstances that bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we truly desire. What does this mean? Ha'ezber lekachu, the explanation is as follows. Sheka'asher adam roe umeivin es kol ha'astaros, ve'es ha'sakonos, ve'es ha'kashim she'ezkarnu. You know, when a person goes ahead and a person sees all of the different challenges that we've been outlining up until this point, v'uroe es afsiyuso ve'es chosra onim shosra. We'll say, you know, when a person encounters challenges, what that highlights more than anything are my limitations and my vulnerabilities, right? I now know that ultimately, again, I am a human being with finite limitations. Ze maybe also lifnos el habore ulevakish es ezraso b'chol rega v'rega. When I realize my limitations and I realize my vulnerabilities, what that does is it forces me to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu even more. What it does is it says, I can't do this on my own. I need divine assistance. Ubechol nisayon shover, ubechol koshi, ubechol minia sheish lo kiyotze bazeh, humiyat pone el habori leezra, and in every life challenge, in every obstacle, in every difficulty, I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Benimtza, sha'usan hastaros, rak mekarvos oso el Hashem. Bein hanos nos lo es hadechifa lahakir oso v'ladas oso. So it says, this is truly an incredibly beautiful insight. So the Mechaber says, it turns out therefore that all of the challenges which we encounter and all of the difficulties we encounter and all of the circumstances which sometimes we think push us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in fact, if used correctly, bring us closer. In other words, what the Mechaber, is highlighting over here is at the end of the day, what brings us closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what awakens within us our reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the difficult challenges of existence. And therefore, again, without the challenges, there's nothing that propels us, there's nothing which propels us to God. Without the challenges, let's be honest, when life is perfect and life is fine and everything's going great, truth is, I don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only dafka in times of tsar and in times of difficulty. And when I say tsar, by the way, tsar means a whole variety of different things. Tsar doesn't mean that a person is chas v'shalom battling a terminal illness. Tsar means challenge. When I have my challenges in life, that's when I realize, wow, I'm not self-sufficient. That's when I realize that, okay, I can't do this by myself. That's when I realize that I do need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And without those challenges and without those hurdles and without those obstacles, there's nothing propelling me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nimtza, he says, sha'osan, the third last paragraph on the page, V'nimtza, sha'osan ha'staros rak makarvos osu al Hashem. Those things are both said which I initially thought obscure God in my life, in fact, bring me closer. V'in ha'nos nos los ha'dechifa lahakir oso v'ladas also. And those are the things which give me the push, ultimately, to recognize him and to know him. Amdam, tzarech ha'adim l'eschaskos rabbeis ha'koshi beis ha'nisayon. So a person requires a lot of chizuk during moments of nisayon. And to remind himself that the nisyonos of life come to bring me closer to God and not to chas v'shalom push me away. So again, I think this is like it's a very posh thing, but it's an incredible insight that the whole point of the nisyonos in life is just to do one thing, which is to push me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the goal, to push me closer. V'dar ne'emana, last two lines on the page. V'dar ne'emana, ilo lo haya adam nimtza b'sakonos u'b'astaros gedolos kolkach. Kigon shetunai hakiyum ba'olam hayu kalim v'lo hayu b'hem sev al tzaru machov. If life was easy and there were no problems, page tav chav hey v'aguf kal v'noach v'derach ator b'rus lula. So we'll say if all of the challenges which we outline on pages tav chav beis to tav chav gimel did not exist and life was easy, hu lo haya miskarid al Hashem klal, a person would not come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I will say, this, by the way, I think is an incredible yisod. If you notice, by the way, he's making a general statement about the human condition. And the general statement about the human condition is, we only connect with God when we need him. When we need him. That's, again, tzadeh, that's people. That's human nature. Human nature. Ki hu lo haya tzarech es Hashem. This is an incredible yisod. And herein lies one of the other distinctions, which is, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the neshama here? Because remember, again, what God wants is for us to spend a life seeking him out. Because growth in life comes from seeking out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's last week's parasha, u'bikashtem misham es hashem, right? U'bikashtem misham es hashem l'kiyachom ha'sasa, ki sidr shen b'chol v'alfa, right? So the idea over here is that growth in life comes when you seek out the Ribono Shel Olam. When I'm in Shemayim and I'm by the Kisei HaKavod, I'm not seeking out God. Why am I not seeking out God? Because I'm sitting right next to him. There's nothing for me to seek out. My existence is right there. This world is all about seeking out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Growth comes when you actively strive to seek out Hashem. But the reality is that none of us seek out God without a catalyst. None of us seek out God unless we are propelled to do so. And the reality is, it's not the good times in life. I always say, it's an amazing thing when you hear somebody gets a bracha. So of course they say, Hodu la Hashem ki tov, Hashem is so wonderful. Fantastic. And then what's usually the follow-up on Hodu la Hashem ki tov ki li olam chasdo? Right? Usually the follow-up is, not all that much. Because at the end of the day, when times are good, we're not propelled. We're just not propelled. It's only when there are challenges. And again, when I say challenges, I want to be clear. Challenges of all types. We outlined a number of different challenges. Some of greater severity, some of lesser severity. And by the way, this also goes, and we'll talk about this a little bit more, this is also in the realm of personal challenge. When I fail in life, I commit an avera, I do something I'm not supposed to do, I fail to actualize my potential. These are also things which, by definition, remind me I'm not self-sufficient, I can't do it by myself, I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's just read one more paragraph. Kizo tachlis shal kala astar, second paragraph, taf chaf hey. Kizo atachlis shall call astaros harabos sheish ba'olam hazeh shebore olam samas adam b'matzov shebo hu tzarech oso v'esez rasa b'chol rega v'rega b'chaim. Kodesh Baruch put me in a situation where I require his help every single moment of life. V'lo rak sheish lo tzaros o kashim o skarbo shal taivas ela av kashir osik b'tor v'mitzos. And also here's the amazing, remember again what the last hastara, what the last divine obscurity was? Torah. Torah itself, So many opinions, right? So many hashkafas, so many ideas, so many chumras, so many this. I don't even know. So you know what? Can't even learn Torah without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, I can't even have Judaic clarity without God, because there is so much going on and so much noise and so many distractions, even within Torah itself, even within religion itself, that I can't even figure out how to be a good Jew without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he goes on, he says, Kigam sham, tzorach hu es ezrasu shalabori, shiyadrich oso v'shiyazru lo l'chavin l'emes, shiyiska oso lasos komitza v'kavan ariv chedome, ukimo shetzak David HaMelech harbe ma'od, hadrichini ba'amitcha, orchosecha lamdeni, horini Hashem derech huka, havinini ve'etzrat orosorosecha, hadrichini b'nesiv mitzvosecha, hatli bi el edosecha, od va'od. We'll say even David HaMelech, when it comes to Torah, see David HaMelech constantly, Kadosh Baruch Hu, show me what to do. Why don't you show me what to do, David HaMelech? Open up a Chumash. I need to open up a Chumash. David HaMelech has a lot less in his library than we do. But open up a Chumash. You know, open up, whatever you're learning from. Go to the Sanhedrin, sit down with your Chavrusa. No, because again, in everything in life, there's challenge, and in everything in life, things are not clear. And so by definition, it propels me to God. Nimtza, Shastaros Hintova Gidola, Ki Nagarmo Shaadam Tamitzarach Es Hashem. Suppose it turns out that all of those Hastaros, all of those things which we thought obscure the existence of God and prevent us from coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in fact, they're just the opposite. Those are the very things which propel us towards God, because those are the very things which remind us. Suppose, remember again, those very things which we discussed, All of the hastaros, right? Nature, the fact that the world looks natural, like it operates on its own. People, that people are so ridiculously difficult and often do things to me which derail me from my life mission. The body, which has its carnal desires and wants, which often pulls me away from the pursuit of spirituality. The difficulty in this world, right? The ha'alama, the olam, why you see crazy things happening all around us. Well, say, what's the goal of all of these things? The goal of all these things is one simple message. I can't do it on my own. I can't do it on my own. What's the it? The it is everything. It's everything. I can't do it on my own. So if I can't do it on my own, then where do I go? I go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of these things which we thought serve as a divide between us and Hashem, just the opposite, propel me towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, telling me I need a relationship. I need a relationship. Because without a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will not be able to weather the storms in life. I need God in order to be able to overcome the sometimes immutable laws of nature. I need a Kadosh Baruch Hu in order to be able to overcome my bodily desires which sometimes seek to derail my life initiatives. I need a Kadosh Baruch Hu to help me with difficult people who sometimes also put challenges in my way. I need a Kadosh Baruch Hu to help me just with the difficulties of existence. I need a Kadosh Baruch Hu to figure out what the realities of religion are. And I will say, this is the incredible Yisod. All of these challenges, and it's such a different way of thinking about things. We often look at challenges as those things which create a divide between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mechaber says, just the opposite. It's the challenges which highlight our human vulnerabilities and limitations, and it's our challenges ultimately, again, which teach us that what, which remind us that I need a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I need a relationship in order to create some level of stability for myself in life. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Hashem with the rest of this section tomorrow. It's a start.